Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rui Hachimura or Tua? That's the real question. Now, Joe Zagacki's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to go with Joe Zagacki here because we've already wasted his time. Joe, do you know why we're running so late and why we couldn't get to you at 3:30?
I do not. I missed it. What happened? There's big breaking news?
I wish. I'm embarrassed to say why we were not available for you. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, baited. I got baited, Joe.
Yeah, he got Solana went fishing. He caught himself a Crowder, and Crowder was flapping around on the hook for 20 minutes. All right. Okay. Joe Zagacki's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We'll get the headlines later this hour, and we'll do talk about it Tuesday as well. Joe will be on the call New Year's Eve from Dallas as the Canes take on Ohio State, round 2 of the college football playoffs. What was the atmosphere like at College Station Saturday, Joe?
Unreal. Unreal. One of the great atmospheres we've ever been in. I think my ears are still ringing from the crowd noise. They never sat down. They never stopped cheering. The game was tense and edgy. And, you know, when you have my job, the number one thing is don't take your eyes off the field. And that game, I think, was so dramatic. Even though no one was scoring, you just felt like there was going to be one play here, one play there, it was going to break the game. You just could not take your eyes off the field no matter what.
And so did you learn anything? Now it's game, you know, whatever, 13 of the damn season. But we went through the ups. I'm a we now, Joe. I don't know if you heard. I'm a we as we speak about the Canes now. But we went through the Notre Dames, Joe. You know, we went through the Floridas. We went through the, you know, SMUs, went through Louisville's ups and downs of it. You've seen Ruben. We've seen Carson Beck. We've seen Malachi Toney. We've seen all these guys. Did you learn anything about the team more now that you're in, like you're saying, where one play, two plays could change a game?
Yeah, I think so. I think we learned that they've got grit. I think we learned that they have got a lot of determination. I think we learned that their defense continues to get better. And as a team, I think over the last 5 weeks, every single game, they've gotten better. This game, even though neither team was scoring, Miami only was penalized 4 times. I thought their tackling was really good. I thought their physicality was great. I thought their determination and all those intangibles, you know, Toney fumbles the football. Everybody rallies around him. He bounces back. So I think we continue to learn more and more about this team. And over the last 5 weeks, I think we've seen them really come together and play as a team. Probably it could be the best 5 weeks that Miami's had in I don't know how many years, but I just think they were. I thought the game Saturday was fabulous, and I thought the heart and desire and all those intangibles that they showed, along with their execution, especially on the defensive side, was just outstanding. You take a look at the last 5 games, they've had 24 sacks by the defense now in the last 5 games, and they're holding their opponents to under 10 points per game in those 5 games. So their defense is really, really rising.
Joe, you've been a part of every Hurricanes game that I can remember, at least. Was that the most fun you've ever had calling a Miami Hurricanes game?
Well, Solana, I would say that game was a lot of fun. It would rank right up there. Might have needed a cardiologist somewhere in the third or fourth quarter. But, you know, when you're beating Nebraska at the Rose Bowl, that's a lot of fun, too. And when you're beating Florida State on a wide right, that's a lot of fun, too. So I don't know if it was the most fun, but it certainly was certainly right up there. And probably, I would say, the most fun in the last 20 years.
You know, when we think about the history of the program, obviously Ohio State, that is a memory for us Canes fans, Joe, that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Triggering.
Gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching.
Yeah. So what does this game mean? Obviously, it brings you a step closer to a national championship, but there is history between these two teams when it comes to major bowl games. Like, what does New Year's Eve versus Ohio State mean?
Well, it means it's about damn time that they got a chance to even the score with Ohio State. Now, it might not be the same because it's not the championship, but what it is a chance to knock Ohio State out. You know, they're the defending champs, so a great opportunity to knock them out and give Miami a certain sense of satisfaction that we've been waiting for over the last 23 years. It's never going to bring back what happened at the Fiesta Bowl. And if you think about that, Hawk, how that changed the course of history for the University of Miami and maybe how many lives it changed, who knows what would have happened if they were back-to-back champions, if that call goes their way. But what New Year's Eve means is a chance, I think, for Miami to prove that they belong with the very best. If they win this game against Ohio State, that'll be a hell of an achievement because Ohio State is at the top of their game, not only on the field, but recruiting and coaching and all of those things that make up a great program. They're the gold standard right now. So it would mean that Miami has a gold standard program.
And Joe, I'm wrong. That's when I came to the other side when the Texas A&M game, when I figured I was wrong because I don't know if it was my SEC bias. I was seeing Texas A&M score, 40, 38 points a game and all they were doing late in the season. But the trenches won, obviously, Texas A&M with the low-scoring game. That was a grown man beat-em-up football game, especially in the second half. And we've talked about on the show how Shannon Dawson and Mario and they say Carson Beck came up to Shannon and was like, hey, let's just run it straight at him and see what happens kind of approach. Is that the cheat code, which really isn't a cheat code, Joe? But is that what Miami has to do now? Is that what the Canes have to do? Like, cut Mesidor Ruben Bain loose, run the ball straight at him. That's the formula for success moving forward? Or do you think, could Ohio State get into one of those where, Ohio State can score as well, where we might have to go 35-32 type game?
Yeah, well, I don't know if Miami wants to get into a 35-32 game with Ohio State. That'd be tough sledding with that pass rush and their defensive line. In the game on Saturday, I give Beck a lot of credit. Again, I think some guys know how to win. He's 35-5, so he gets credit for the victory. He didn't turn the ball over. The other guy turned it over 3 times for Texas A&M. Certainly, Miami feels like they've got an advantage in most games in the trenches. In this game against Ohio State, that's going to be a challenge for sure. Ohio State up front on their defensive line, you know, their crown jewel is their defensive line. They don't give ground in the run game. That's what makes their run defense go. They've got some big, powerful guys there. Caden McDonald, Kenyatta Jackson from Chaminade, Tywone Malone, and Caden Curry. Those guys don't budge in the running game, so that's going to be a hell of a battle. It's going to be big for Brockermeyer as well, the Miami center. And then they do a really good job of camouflaging what they want in the secondary. They do a good job putting pressure on the quarterback and then do a really good job disrupting your passing game. But the strength for Miami's been in the trenches, so they got to rely on that. But I think, Channing, offensively, Beck is going to have to hit some passes. They're going to have to complete some plays to loosen up the Ohio State defense. I think they're going to have to complete some passes early in the game in order to get to their run game.
Joe, what's the travel schedule for the Hurricanes? I'm assuming there's a lot of pomp and circumstance with this bowl game. So when are they heading to Dallas, and what's going to go on?
Yeah, it's not like the old bowl games when you left like Christmas Day or the day after. We're going to leave on Sunday afternoon, I think. I really don't know what time. But sometime on Sunday, it says on the Cotton Bowl schedule, Miami arrival at 5:30. Then they have a media day on Monday and a media day on Tuesday. And, you know, you play on Wednesday. So these bowl games used to be a 5 or 6 or 7 day affair with all kinds of activities. And now it's much more business. You've got a big game. You get there. You have some media responsibilities. You get a practice in and then kick it off and try to get to the Final Four.
We were talking earlier because when we started at 2 o'clock today, the Boca Raton, the Bush's Beans Boca Raton Bowl was kicking off at 2 o'clock, and we were talking about how, you know, every bowl game used to feel bigger. This season, bowl season, used to feel a lot more special than it does. Did you watch any of the Boca Raton Bowl this afternoon?
You know, I saw it come on, and first I thought, was it live or is it a replay? And so I started to watch the first couple of minutes, but really I've been watching Ohio State, to be quite honest with you. So we don't have a lot of time here. We've been jammed up pretty good. And so
I have a question regarding the Bush's Baked Beans Boca Raton Bowl, and it doesn't have anything to do with football. Do you like baked beans?
I do, and I like Bush's Baked Beans. I like going to Publix, and they give you that combination of a chicken, and you can get beans.
Oh, you're talking about as a side? So that's a go-to side for you, the baked beans?
Well, it depends. It depends what it comes with. I mean, I'm not just going to eat beans solo.
Mm-hmm.
Why would
but
you?
Would a baked bean be like a top 10 side? You have fries, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, mac and cheese. There's so many sides. You're not going baked beans over 15 other sides, are you?
No. Let me explain this to you for me. You give me steak and mashed potatoes, and I'm pretty good. I'm happy. So I'm going to lean toward steak, mashed potatoes, and I don't even know it. Maybe broccoli for a third side with steak. But baked beans would probably be like down the list somewhere, you know, at midway on my list.
Would it surprise you to know that at 56 years old, I've never had baked beans?
That's impossible. How is that possible?
That's what I say.
Well, it's very possible. Yeah, I mean,
You don't have beans with hot dogs or chicken or barbecue?
I'm a strange bird, Joe. I don't know if you've noticed.
Well, I already knew that about you, Hawk.
I didn't know. I thought maybe you hadn't noticed that over the course of our years-long friendship. No, I've never had baked beans. They don't look appealing to me.
Well, I'm not going to talk you into them. That's like impossible. But you could talk to Al Michaels. Al Michaels has never eaten a vegetable.
That is true. That is true. Do you know, just this year, 2025, the first time I've ever tried lentils?
Lentil beans?
Yeah, is that a bean? Is lentils a bean?
Jesus, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know this.
Well, I took down, I went to my cabinet to see what beans we have in the house because we don't have baked beans. So we have, and we owe Jimmy an apology from earlier. He said chickpeas, and we made fun of him. Chickpeas are indeed garbanzo beans. So, Jimmy, I apologize for making fun of you when you said chickpeas were one of your favorite bean. They are indeed garbanzo beans,
no,
and I have a can of them in the house.
Hawk, he said chick beans.
He did say beans first.
I said chickpea beans.
No, you said chick beans.
I think he did say chick beans first.
Chick beans. Come on,
we
Jimmy,
also have black
lying.
Beans. Black beans in the house. I like black beans. We have.
Why would you like black beans and not baked beans?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baked beans are like, they're brown and they have like that brown gravy on the bottom.
Why do you say brown? So disgusting.
Because brown's not a good food call. Tell me what food you love that's brown.
Steak, well, I like baked beans, but I don't like black.
Steak's not brown.
Steak is brown.
It's black.
Black steak? What? How do you get? What temperature you like your steak? Black?
You gotta grill it. If I had a brown steak, I think I was at Riker's. We've got organic garbanzo beans, Joe. You have those in the house?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure that I would eat them. I think they're supposed to be good for you, but I probably would. I'd probably pass on that.
And we have lentils, Trader Joe lentils. I hesitated to bring this can over to the camera because I wasn't certain if lentils were a bean, and I didn't want to find myself in a Jimmy situation. But I have been I have been made aware from Crowder's outrage that lentils are indeed a bean.
It's actually a legume.
Oh, what is the difference, Joe, between a bean and a legume?
Sounds like a Jeopardy question.
All right. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground.
Are you on food stamps?
Why? What's that? Bush's and Trader Joe's?
Man, listen, Trader Joe's, your little cabinet's terrible.
Trader Joe's? That's good beans right there. You're not going to find better lentils than Trader Joe's.
Yeah, TJ's has good beans.
Oh,
man.
You got to come over here on Davey with me and Joe. We got some items for you over here on our house.
You don't buy the Trader Joe's lentils, Joe?
No, but beans are legumes. They're the same. They're in the same family.
I don't know about that. I think legumes are in the pea family, Joe.
I'm going with my final answer.
All right, fair enough. By the way, Joe, Louisville is leading Toledo 7-3 in the Bush's Beans Boca Raton Bowl in the third quarter.
Ooh, that's a barn burner.
We have a barn burner sound. Inexplicably ready to go at any moment. We have a barn burner sound. All right, so Joe, do you want to predict the Miami Ohio State game before we let you go here?
Oh, predict the Miami Ohio State game. Well, I'm sure the hell not going to pick Ohio State, I can tell you that.
Hey, how about this? There cannot be a flag thrown more than 1 second after a play. Period. End of story.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would have been a good rule. Is Terry Porter still around? Is he alive? Where is he?
Terry Porter was just inducted into the officiating Hall of Fame. No joke.
Really? That is a joke.
That's insane, right? He is alive and well. And he went in this year, I believe it's the Ohio or the Oklahoma Officiating Hall of Fame. Oklahoma Officiating Hall of Fame.
Well, there you go. There's why he threw the flag, the Oklahoma Officiating Hall of Fame. He was mad that Miami beat Oklahoma all those years. He got his revenge.
And he got it. Joe, who? This is a crazy question. I just thought about it. Julian Sand is not impressive to me. That's the Ohio State quarterback. He's pretty good, but he's not. I don't think he's anything close to what Cam Ward was, I'd say, you know, to put a crazy comparison. Is he better than Carson Beck? Who's the best quarterback going into this game as you break down the film?
Oh, I think Carson Beck is the better quarterback
overall.
You know, saying I think watching him, I think his numbers are off the charts, 31 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I don't think he's that mobile. He's a bit elusive in the pocket. He had a big game against Wisconsin where he threw the ball for almost 400 yards, but he's still a redshirt freshman. They list him at 6'1". I don't know if he's 6'1", but what he does have is Jeremiah Smith, and he's pretty good.
He's okay.
Matter of fact, I'm not so sure that I can throw the ball to Jeremiah Smith.
That was kind of my – Joe, as I watched him, they were breaking down. Even the Heisman video stuff, I was – like, this dude's just throwing up the ball to great players. Like, he's not threading needles. So, I'm glad you said it because I was going to take a hard stand on Carson Beck really being the best quarterback in this game.
You know, they don't have a lot. It's interesting. I mean, they had great guys on the outside. Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate. Brandon Innes, who's from down here. Did you coach against him at some point, Channing Innes?
Innes was one of the best athletes I've ever seen play football, and he's the third receiver at Ohio State, which is crazy to me. But it makes sense when you have Tate and Dam Smith in front of him, Joe.
Yeah, and then they're relying on Bo Jackson, really one running back, no relation. But Bo Jackson's a freshman running back. They're relying on him. The other two running backs don't get a lot of carries. One of them didn't play in the Big Ten championship game. So they're kind of riding one running back, but they're going to throw the ball to those wide receivers. And the tight ends are going to be tough. Kid Max Clair, he's got 43 catches, a 243-pound, 6'5" tight end. That's going to be a tough challenge for Miami as well.
Hey, Joe. Where the hell did DBJ pull out "Muchas gracias, el niño Jesús"? He botched it. He said "mucho gracias," but it was epic anyways. Where the hell did that come from?
I thought it came from you guys.
No. We're as shocked as you and Victor. Where did that come from?
I asked him, what did it mean?
Well,
I don't know.
He was giving thanks for baby Jesus, which, by the way, just amazing. But... like, el bebé Jesús, el niño Jesús. I know people call Malachi Tony baby Jesus. So, like, it all kind of – it worked, and it was epic. But we never gave him that. And I don't know – I didn't know DBJ knew more than hola and gracias in Spanish.
I was quite surprised myself. My eyes almost popped out. I thought you guys gave it to him. I thought, man, successful mission. He must have accomplished something here with that.
Joe, we love you. You saved our show today. We had a rough 3 o'clock hour, but I feel like we're back on track because of you in the 4 o'clock hour. Louisville, by the way, up 14-3 now in the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl, Joe.
I saw that. He just turned it on.
Yeah.
I saw Louisville score a touchdown, yeah.
We'll watch the end of this barn burner together, huh?
I'm going to probably go back and watch some more Buckeyes of Ohio State. So we'll be ready to go on New Year's Eve. It's right around the corner. It's knocking right on the door. Yeah. Week from tomorrow.
It is indeed. So you can listen to the game right here Wednesday night. 3 o'clock is when our pregame starts, and then game will kick off at 7:30 Wednesday night, New Year's Eve. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., they will have the call for you, and you will hear it here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Executive produced by Victor Bermudez, the best in the business. Thank you, Joe.
All right, fellas, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a nice Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.